98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A revolving loan fund was once again the topic of conversation at the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors meeting. Last month, the board postponed the vote to correct wording in the resolution. Last night, the board approved the creation of a revolving loan fund using $3.5 million from the Spirit Funds to offer low-interest gap financing for housing development. County Executive Gordon Hintz.
We've had a lot of questions here and elsewhere about housing affordability. But the reality is that if we want to drive down rental and purchase costs, reduce homelessness for the long term, we need a dramatic increase in the supply of housing.
Now that the revolving loan fund is approved, the next step for the county is to request proposals from local nonprofits to oversee, manage, and co-invest in the fund. Also at the board meeting on Tuesday night, Hintz shared a letter of intent from Faith Technologies expressing the firm's desire to explore and evaluate a purchase of the UWO Fox Cities campus.
Faith is growing and experiencing tremendous demand to produce more electricians to help rebuild the grid and work on projects such as data centers throughout the country. And their assessment will consider if our Winnebago Fox campus is a good fit with what their national strategic interests are.
He later said,
I'm cautiously optimistic. It's exciting. It could be a great opportunity.
Faith Technologies is an engineering, construction, and manufacturing firm based in Menasha. The company has until mid-February to make its proposal. The layoff date at Oshkosh Defense is approaching, but union representatives tell the Oshkosh Northwestern that they still don't know who will be laid off and when they will be informed. UAW Local 578 representative says it is also preparing to go to arbitration, claiming that Oshkosh Corporation plans to place non-union members in contractually bargained facilities. We reported back in November that Oshkosh Corporation confirmed 160 positions would be laid off on January 5th. The management agreement for the Fox Cities Exhibition Center ends on December 31st. The Post-Crescent is reporting that the City of Appleton and the Hilton Appleton Paper Valley Hotel began renegotiating the agreement in July after the city hired a consultant to review the operations of the Expo Center and help with negotiations. Officials with the city and the hotel say that negotiations are going well, and they are certain an agreement will be made in the first quarter of 2026. In the meantime, a temporary extension of the management agreement may be needed. More than 144,000 people attended events in the Exposition Center in 2025. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is issuing its own guidance over hepatitis B vaccines for babies, and it breaks from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Savannah Tomei-Olson has this story.
For more than 30 years, the federal government, scientists, and doctors have recommended that newborns get the Hep B vaccine within 24 hours of birth. Since starting that strategy in 1991, the CDC's own data shows acute hepatitis B in babies and kids dropped by 99%. Now, the vaccine panel appointed by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has voted to only recommend the shot for babies whose mothers test positive, but the state health department is not changing its stance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services continues to recommend the Hep B vaccine for all newborns, saying, quote, there is no new evidence that would justify changes to this longstanding recommendation, end quote. Doctors all over Wisconsin can continue to use the guidance of state health officials. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Wisconsin has its first case of avian influenza, or the bird flu, in dairy cattle, and the herd is in nearby Dodge County. State ag officials have quarantined the farm. Earlier this month, a poultry flock in Marquette County was destroyed due to the bird flu. The CDC says the risk to humans is very low, but farmers are urged to watch for any sick animals and report any signs quickly. Holiday travel starts soon, and if you're keeping an eye on gas prices, there is good news. According to Gas Buddy, the average gas price has fallen by 5.3 cents in Wisconsin to $2.51. The national average is down to $2.85 a gallon, which is the lowest level it's been at since March of 2021. In Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, a gallon of gas will cost you about $2.56. Another Powerball winner in the Fox Valley. This time, a ticket sold at a Quick Trip in Grand Chute matched four of the five numbers and the Powerball over the weekend to win $50,000. The drawing tonight is worth $1.1 billion. It's the sixth largest jackpot in Powerball history. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was the most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight. I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a little bit of light freezing rain, some rain and some snow. And then tomorrow, rain changing to snow with temperatures falling fast through much of the day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.